T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Conrad Appel, former state senator, joins us now to talk about this whole vaccine mandate dust-up. Good morning, Conrad. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. And I guess we don't have to worry too much about a white Christmas this year.
You know, that's the damnedest thing, Conrad. I don't know. Because you remember that year where all, I don't know, it was in the 80s or what, where everybody woke up and it was 12 degrees and everybody's pipes had frozen on Christmas Eve. Yeah, and I guess... Yeah. I guess you never know, but the other side of that
white
is
Christmas during the when Katrina hit too.
That's the other side of it.
Katrina on the white Christmas.
I don't know if I want any part of that either. That's the other thing.
Me either.
Because when it happened, it's good to talk to you again. We hadn't spoken to you in a while. Talk us through, if you will, this whole dust up about the mandate. Because I saw this quote from you at NOLA.com that it would be if it would be. If the meningitis bill came up for a vote today, it's unlikely it'd pass with as much ease as it did in 2015 because of the politics involved. Is that correct, Conrad? Is that what you think?
I think seeing is a clash of two great forces in American thinking. Obviously, we have a terrible pandemic, and people like me who are strong believers in medicine and vaccines and so forth have great trust in it. But you're also coming up against another problem, Tommy, and that is the fierce independence of the American people. For a couple of years now, we've watched the president, the governor, the mayors issue executive order after executive order, and the people resent that, I believe. So I think what you're seeing is a flashback that ripples back to even the legislature. The legislature, after all, is really close to the people. Mm-hmm. When I passed my bill back many, many years ago, I didn't go through the executive order process. This is a bill that would mandate meningitis vaccines, which are deadly, deadly disease. We did it through the legislative process. We walked it through. We explained the situation. We brought in experts. And we passed it with almost unanimity. I think we had one no vote in the Senate. But the people's voice, the legislature, got a say in the matter. They got to ask questions, to query, to go back to their constituents and get their feelings on the subject. That's not what's going on today, and I think the people resent it.
But that's what was in the process of going on the other day, right? But are you saying that because of the executive orders, it's kind of poisoned what's trying to happen now?
I believe that's what, yeah, I think 2 years of this, people are just resentful. I guess that's the best word I can come up with. And a lot of them are saying, wait a minute, we're not going to be told what to do. And that clouds the validity of the necessity of vaccines. And it's a shame, but that's what's going on.
You know, when you
look at what...
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Conrad. Please, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, when you look at what went on the other day in the legislature, this hearing, you had a bunch of people coming up defending the vaccine mandate. This is a mandate saying that children have to be vaccinated to go to school. And they're saying, but it's okay because parents can opt out. Well, if you have a classroom full of kids and a large percentage are opted out, what have you accomplished with the mandate? You still have unvaccinated kids. The opposite approach could have been taken, and that would have been a voluntary approach to vaccines, you would have ended up with the exact same classroom mix probably, but you wouldn't have had the mandate. And that's what the people resented, is the mandate. It's not the science.
I know some of the most vocal opponents of being forced to get a vaccine are police officers, fire officers, fire department people, firemen and women, first responders, and nurses. And I think those are the people that are used to telling people what to do and not being told what to do. So I got to believe that plays a part in that. But that's just my opinion. I'm going to talk about the messaging of all of this when we come back, Conrad, if we can. Conrad's pro-vaccine, but he's a Republican and a very conservative man, just so everybody knows where he's coming from. 720, time for traffic now on WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Conrad Appel is our guest, former state senator, and he's a Republican. We're talking about what's going on in the legislature with adding COVID-19 to Louisiana's required school shots list. And Conrad earlier said that he thinks maybe that this is pushback from people because they don't like being told what to do via executive order, where it's almost like a dictator type thing. But you believe in vaccines, so what would have been the better way to handle this, Conrad?
Well, it gets back to leadership and leadership styles, let's say. I think that the governor perhaps should have done more in the education area, reaching out to people to explain to them. But it may not have been possible, Tommy. I mean, we're in a fiercely political time. Everybody knows that. It's a different time from when I passed the meningitis bill. It probably would make more sense to me that if more education was done in some fashion to get to parents, to explain to them the significance of vaccines and the safety factors, he could have done a better job. But that's Monday morning quarterbacking, and it's not really fair to the governor. I'm not sure in our day and age much more could be done. This is a very divisive time in the country and in the state. So,
It also comes from leadership in terms of, okay, let's put the national politics aside and let's try to do what's best for the kids. In terms of education from the beginning, and you're a smart man, you've been around, been in politics for a long time. Go back to the beginning of this, and is there any way you could have separated politics from medicine, or were they just automatically going to be linked?
Well, remember that where the politics came in the very first period of the COVID pandemic was when the Democrat Biden-Harris team were talking down about the Trump team, saying that, oh yeah, vaccines are important, but we'll never take the anything that Trump sponsored because it's not good. I mean, that started this, and it's been going on both sides. I'm not pointing the finger at any side. Both sides. Ever since. So it's immersed in politics. And as I say, it has clouded the significance of what a vaccine is. And that's the difference between when I passed my bill way back when politics weren't in the picture and people would look rationally at the situation, and where we are today, where politics are in the picture. And remember, there's also this disconnect in parents' minds. For instance, They're fiercely protective of their children right off the bat, without a doubt. But then they hear the statistic that says that for a child in that category of age, they're in no more danger than from the common flu, yet we don't mandate a flu vaccine. So parents are seeing this disconnect between what's coming out of Baton Rouge and what's coming out of Washington and what's coming out of City Hall and what they're hearing as scientific fact, and it causes questions in their minds, and therefore they tend to default toward their independence. I think that's what you're seeing.
Finally, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I don't know how somebody can really get up there who is in, I guess, such an influential person in the country. A lot of people really care about the Kennedys. And spread such disinformation. How does he get an audience so easily? Is it because people
now
just...
I agree with you. I think it's absurd. That guy's been an anti-vaxxer forever, and with very little credibility in my mind. listen, during my period in the Senate, I've debated some folks who are anti-vaxxers. And I'm saying, I don't believe what you're seeing today is a true anti-vax rebellion, if you will. Those folks are passionate. Some of them are religious. Some of them are just not knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. The people I think that you're seeing today that are against the governor's mandate are against it for philosophical reasons, not for anti-vaccine reasons. And there's a huge difference.
There is, absolutely. Thank you, Conrad. I appreciate your time. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, okay?
Thank you.
You and
yeah,
your family.
Maybe we'll get a white Christmas, too.
Well, but no hurricane. Thank you, sir.
No hurricane.
Right. Right now, we pause for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.